Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome back to the YouTube home for BamaOnline.com. Travis Ryer, senior analyst for BOL, alongside site publisher Tim Watts. Some breaking news in the form of college football recruiting. Tim Watts, an area that we've seen Alabama go to in the past when you talk about Maryland, Baltimore, D.C. But Kalen DeBoer and this staff going to mine that area, apparently, as Zamir Smith, a four-star, rapidly rising athlete from that area, has committed to the Crimson Tide.
Yeah, I think when you look at the definition of athlete at the prep level, I think this is one of those guys. And we're seeing more and more with Kalen DeBoer, Courtney Morgan, and these guys, featuring these guys they want to go after who can project on either side of the ball. We're often discussing guys who can play on offense or defense. And I think Zamir fits that bill. Probably hasn't been talked about a whole lot, but a guy that, you know, Alabama brought in for a visit, really liked him, obviously, pushed for his commitment. And again, with his highlights and the stuff he can do, I mean, you knew this week has been so busy, these unofficial visits for Kalen DeBoer, that it eventually would pay off. And maybe, you know, we're seeing the dominoes start to fall to some degree. You know, but again, like you said, dipping into Maryland, an athlete, and a guy whose highlight tape, I don't know about you, but I watch it three or four times. It's a lot of fun just to keep your eyes on.
Yeah, we're going to check that out in just a minute. But first, some essentials when we talk about Zamir Smith. 5'10", I guess, around that 160 range, but absolutely a dynamic playmaker when you get into the tape. And I guess some of the schools that were involved, you would expect, certainly home state Maryland would make a lot of sense with Mike Locksley up there. And Penn State has mined that area historically. Tennessee also apparently in that mix. But you said it, an interesting sort of transition too between staffs in terms of how the evaluation process not only works, but the kind of guys maybe that one staff looks for and maybe the other staff looks for even more so.
Yeah, I think, you know, the physical aspect for the secondary for Kane Womack and this team is going to be more important than anything. I think they trust themselves to teach the technique. You know, with Nick Saban's staff, it was always a mixture. You're basically passing the physical test and also getting the ACT test. You know, can you figure out this and how quick can you learn? Probably expecting this to be a little bit more simple. But, yeah, I mean, you're bringing in guys. I knew they were going to look for speed and quickness and guys that could track the ball well, which I think everybody's going to do. But if you look at this offer list, this guy's building up pretty quick. Kind of a quiet area where he's at. Haven't heard a lot of stuff, and he even mentioned that in one of his interviews. We don't get a lot of attention, but Georgia, Texas were a couple of the schools that offered him. South Carolina, some of those were on his timeline who were guys that obviously wanted to get him a camp. And, again, Alabama bringing in so many people. You knew one would pay off, but, you know, this is the kind of guy you're kind of excited to watch.
Yeah, so your understanding is this is a defensive target first, because as we're going to watch here in just a second, boy, the offensive playmaking ability is through the roof for Zamir Smith. And then when we do see him on the defensive side, boy, he can turn takeaways into touchdowns pretty quickly.
Yeah, I think he's going to be kind of like that field safety type guy where you could play him anywhere. And I mean, he can line up at corner, line up in the slot, find an open hole, all that stuff, basically be a center fielder if needed. And as you said, we're going to see how the guy tracks the ball, the quickness, and also he takes defense to offense really fast, you know, once he gets his hands on the ball. You know, one of the things I love is he lined up in so many different positions on this field. I mean, he averaged like 40 yards a reception. He averaged 40 yards, I think, a punt return. I think he only had three, if I saw that right. And you imagine they kick away from him, right? You know, you don't want to be punting the ball to this guy, but you can see how quick he is in spaces. Look at that footwork.
Short space, quickness, and then the acceleration too,
Yeah, getting out there. So, I mean, you see everything he likes. And, you know,
watching him break on the football right there in the middle of the field. And that's that's back to that sort of safety position that you were talking about earlier, because we'll see it a couple of times. Look at this clip right here. Look at him in the middle of the field, the depth he has, and then watch him drive up here and make this play on the football. Yeah. And then, he's in offensive mode after the pick.
Yeah, so he's a guy. I mean, you know, we could refer to him as a safety, but he is finding spots to cover, places to cover. And you also see him on defense. They're probably avoiding him as much as they can, but he's going to bait you in there. And, you know, you're going to – both those passes look pretty open at the time they threw it. So, again, a versatile guy. I think this is a good evaluation by the Alabama staff. I think he's a stock-up guy also. And, again, you can see he could easily play on the offensive side of the ball. And it's not hard to imagine him returning punts in college either.
No, we would see this perhaps later in these clips, but you said it earlier. I love the way North Carolina High School and that coaching staff utilizes this guy. They get it. Line him up in the backfield, put him out wide, put him in the slot. Here we see him out wide in this clip. Get him the ball in the quick game. If coverage is going to play off, look at him split the defenders and then leave everybody else. So it is. It's a value pickup, because this is a guy that legitimately at the Power Five level can get it done on either side of the football.
Yeah, and I think you want to see that as much as possible, right? We've discussed that more and more recently with guys that you want to be debating which side of the ball he can be on. You want them fighting, right? You want, you know, Nick Sheridan and Kane Womack, both of them want this guy, shirts off, fighting for him. And I think when you see these guys, that's the kind of skill set he has. And obviously, you know, you look at the playmaking. I mean, we talked about it last year with Jalen Mbakwe, who was at quarterback. Imagine what Jalen would have been like in an offense where they featured him like this, because he was enough problem at quarterback. So imagine him used all these different ways. But
right here, you see him on a punt return right here.
This is why he probably only had three. You know what I mean? That's probably why you don't really want to kick to that guy. I mean, it's hard enough with that coverage.
Here's another one.
Yeah, you get – I mean, look at that space there. And this guy's getting up on the hop. Yeah, so he's going to have those good instincts. He's going to have that speed. And, again, that small space quickness is just going to be really impressive. I like the tracking ability of the guy. I think he finds the ball well. They're fielding it on a hop. But, you know, again, I think this is a good start. I think you're seeing the Alabama staff kind of show what they're looking for recruiting. And we've been waiting on that. We knew there were some complaints in February. It was too quiet. What's happening? Well, I think they were evaluating and setting that table, and now it's time for them to eat.
And it definitely appears as if that is the case. And we knew going into this cycle or going into this new regime what a big year it was going to be in state. And there's already been some really positive signs that have played out with Antonio Coleman Jr. flipping back to Alabama from Auburn earlier in the process. But now we're seeing an expanded approach. And when you think about the staff too, Tim, there's guys from all around, all over, that can help you recruit from that perspective. It's not a regionally based staff. There is enough of that. But this is also where bringing in guys from other places can help you and help you hit the ground running, because even though it may have been at a previous stop, they bring those relationships and that knowledge with them.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Mo Lindquist is a guy that sells his program really well, works with the defensive backs. We've seen how active Kane Womack is. We've seen him on social media, you know what I mean, sending out videos. You know, Colin Hitchler, another guy in the secondary, gets a ton of positive energy when talking about them. And also, I think you're seeing the approach that this – and we saw this a lot with Saban, especially in the early years. There's a heck of a team effort to land in recruits. I mean, it's not, you know, towards the end of Saban's last few years at Alabama, Saban was the hammer. He was always the biggest selling point. But for a lot of times, you would hear three or four coaches involved, and I think you're hearing that now. Not necessarily coaches, because you got off-the-field guys with connections. You know, not just Courtney Morgan, but there's a lot of guys with heavy connections through the South and everywhere else. So this isn't a guy they just saw for the first time. You know, this month. This is a guy they were probably evaluating as somebody they knew about. Got him an offer, got him on campus, and, you know, boom, you know, land you a commitment.
Absolutely. And look, you got a different approach on defense. You know, different fits are going to work now with Alabama. And you watch these clips of Smith, especially at that safety position, and how he's got the eyes to the quarterback and he breaks on the football. we've heard that about Kane Womack's defense. It's eyes to the quarterback a good bit, and then Hawk, try to go make plays, and Zamir Smith looks like he could fit in quite nicely from that perspective. Tim, anything else before we get out of here?
No. You guys like and subscribe to the podcast. I know this is a break and we hardly ever get that in, but we really enjoy doing it. Appreciate you guys following us and expecting, you know, more news coming up. It's been a big month for Alabama. It's been a busy, what I looked it up. Dude hadn't even been here, you know, over 2 months at this point. Kalen DeBoer has not even been here that long. The whole staff hasn't been together that long, but you're seeing a lot of positive things from Tuscaloosa.
Absolutely. And echoing that sentiment, subscribe to the YouTube channel we have right here. Hit the like, hit those notifications. You'll get all of our YouTube content as it drops right here on the BOL home on YouTube. And of course, you want to hang out with us right there at BamaOnline.com. Of course, the Roundtable, our premium message board, that's where you're going to learn everything as we learn it, as Tim Watts, as Andrew Bone, as Joseph Hastings, Charlie Potter, Clint Lamb, Jimmy Stein, myself. All of that first at the Roundtable at BamaOnline.com. For Tim Watts, Travis Ryer, thanking you once again for joining us on this breaking news edition on the Bama Online YouTube home. And until next time, so long, everybody.